We say, may we completely realize the awakened life. From the beginning, we are nothing but this. When you sit Zazen, it's not a matter of grading yourself, thinking you're going to get something, thinking you're doing better or doing worse. Even though there's correction sometimes when we're slumped, when we're not upright, someone might correct you. You might correct yourself. Our practice is being who, what we always are. It's not about gaining something. And yet we tend to live in a world of gaining and losing, better and worse. Better and worse are just habits of mind, habits of being human. But if we believe them and entangle in them, then we make trouble for ourselves and for others. That person is a nice person. I like them. I don't like that other one. They've done, they've said, they seem to act. And we use our judgments to create difficulties for ourselves and for others. And we use them without knowing that we're using them, without seeing the consequences clearly, without knowing that the using such things might be useful if you're filling up a bag and have to know when it gets close to the top, if you're pouring water into a cup and when you're reaching the top, when you're boiling water on the stove and you have to turn it off or wait until it boils, or turn it off after it boils. Of course, those things are all useful and there's consequences. And if we think, believe, hold on to a story about our life and the life of others in terms of better or worse, then we fail to see what Zazen is. We fail to live the practice life that we are, and we fail to be the Buddha that we are, though we can't. Meaning we can't fail, and yet we can fail and cause consequences that are problematic. From the beginning, if you're a cold Buddha, just be cold Buddha. If you're a hot Buddha, just be hot Buddha. It's not going somewhere else, but it's being just where you are, which of course does not stop you from turning on the heat in the room. Excuse me. If the Zen Center didn't turn on heat, it would be too cold to sit there. If we didn't turn on the heat in our house, we would have to pile on the coats. Or we'd be there and shiver. Or we'd even get problems because of how cold it is. It's practice is, if I say it in this way, being intimate as we are, not adding something else to the intimacy that we all are. And yet, unless we do it, unless we breathe in and breathe out, we are not breathing, despite the fact that we breathe in and breathe out. We miss our very breathing. We miss our very life, which is why, in one sense, Zazen practice is so necessary, and in another sense, it just gives us what we always have, who we always are. That's why it is simple and straightforward to do Zazen when you're sitting, and to do walking Zazen when you're walking, whether in the Zendo or outside in the snow. Driving Zazen when you're driving, and so on and so forth. Being who we are is what from the beginning practices, and yet, because of the strength of our habits, we keep on fooling ourselves and thinking there's something else that we need to gain. There's a problem that is truly a problem, and I have to fix it. There are all sorts of things to fix. If you don't have gas in your car, it's not going to run. But when the gauge indicates that you're low in gas, you pull into a gas station, as long as you have the money and there's one open, and you fill up the gas. Filling up gas is a filling up gas Buddha. Being stuck on the road when you ran out of gas is being a stuck on the road Buddha. Our willingness to be how and where we are blinds us to our life and also blinds us to what's called for to support us and enable us to be this without causing additional difficulties for ourselves and others. Additional difficulties because we react to what others say to us. We believe the thoughts and judgments and act out of them and then get consequences of suffering and harming and don't notice how and where it comes from. So Zazen is the ability to be intimate as our life is, as the life of the universe is. Being intimate, we begin to appreciate what the taste of our mouth is, what breathing in, breathing out is. We begin to appreciate what we've always had. Appreciating isn't something extra, and yet it's necessary for us to do that when we miss it, to do Zazen when we miss Zazen, though we're not going to get a single thing more. Yet without our ongoing practice, we miss what we always have. We believe stories that blind us and harm others. And we each have to do it for ourselves. What we read and hear are just encouragements and supports. Reading and hearing won't satisfy, just like if someone tells you about their wonderful meal that they had, it won't satisfy your hunger, though It's wonderful to hear what others say. Thank you.